This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell joined by Nick Giannino from the Salem News. Mike Wren, you're Salem News Emeritus, right? 76-59 following Beverly's win over Belmont in the D2 North. A lot of history here. We'll talk about that with Mike in a moment. But, Nick, some quick thoughts from you on what you saw from Beverly. You saw them win against Burlington on Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought they came out and set the tone early and often. You know, Jack Crowley was his usual dominant start right out of the gate. I believe he had 17 points in the first half, including a three. He shot about 8 for 10 from the field. So that was huge to get off to that quick start for Beverly. And it all started on the defensive end for them. They brought the pressure. They took Belmont out of what they wanted to do offensively. We knew that Belmont wanted to shoot threes and get to the rim. And they struggled doing both of those things in the first half. And Beverly took advantage. And, you know, in the second half, they just kept their distance. While Jack Crowley did it in the first half, their other star, Duncan Moreland, another senior captain, did it in the second half. I mean, they both had over 25 points in this one.
You know, I looked at the backcourt pressure that Belmont was putting on, varied pressure from time to time. I really thought if the game was another quarter, that might have been tough for Beverly, you know, if they played five quarters. But Beverly, you know, coach said they were able to handle it, and they did handle it, but it wasn't easy for them. And what's interesting is they had Crowley and Moreland, as well as either one of the other guards, depending on who it was, working on that press break in backcourt.
Yeah, I think it seemed to me like Belmont came out with the mindset that they wanted to press, but they weren't fully committed to it in the first half, and Beverly was able to break it pretty easily. In the second half, Belmont, you know, turned up the intensity, turned up the pressure, and while Beverly did turn it over at times, it never really hurt them. They were able to break it, you know, more often than not, and that's a credit to, you know, Coach Karakoudis and their practices over these past couple of weeks. We saw Burlington in the semifinal do the same type of thing on defense, bring the pressure like that, and Beverly, you know, was able to take it to Burlington, and tonight they were able to, you know, break the press.
Before I go to Mike, Nick, anything else you want to talk about the Beverly win today?
Well, just from a historical perspective, this is huge for Beverly, the town, the community, the school. You know, the Panthers have never made it to a North title game, let alone win it. They're up to 21 wins now, which is also a program record. You know, just talking to Coach Karakoudis after the win, he said, you know, going to get a sub at the local sub shop or going to get gas, you know, he'll see people, oh, we're rooting for you. So it's great to see that the community has really come together in Beverly here and pulled out for their team.
Good point. All right, Mike, Nick, I'll let you go. I know you're going to work here. I'll let Mike join us here. Speaking of that, I saw Mayor Cahill in the hallway a moment ago. If I was a little smarter, a little faster, and not in a rush to get downstairs, I would have grabbed a quick interview with him, because you're right, it's a city thing. Everybody's interested in this thing. So, Mike Wren, some thoughts from you on what happened here today with Beverly basketball. I heard the name Peter Wynn like twice today. When was the last time you've heard that name? The old Keith Arnold teams from Beverly back in the, very late 70s, early 80s, yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, it was interesting. You know, I really didn't realize it, but when you think about it, they had never made a North Final before. They've never played at the Garden before, never had 20-win season before. And those are some big history notes, I think, to pull off here.
Absolutely, but actually, we mentioned Peter Wynn, like you said. Bill, I can actually remember you interviewing me at halftime of the Cambridge-Beverly State Tournament game when Patrick Ewing, the great all-time NBA player, played against Peter Wynn. And Peter Wynn of Beverly outplayed him for a half. Of course, he was recruited by Syracuse and went on to Syracuse for a while. But even before that, back in the 1970s when Bill Bradford was coaching Beverly, you know, they've had some good teams, but never a great team. And, you know, like I joked with you a little while ago, that maybe some of the fathers and grandfathers of the current Beverly players, they might have gone to the Garden, but to see Aerosmith in concert, certainly never to see a Beverly High basketball team playing, and they'll have that opportunity on Wednesday. And they've just, I'm a little bit jealous of Nick Giannino, been around for a few years, a phenomenal basketball guy, but he gets to see a championship team. I went for 40 years and didn't see a championship Beverly team. So that shows you how unprecedented and how historic this achievement is today. You got to give all the credit to that coaching staff and that player, the players. 1 through 5, 1 through 10, they play together. It's an extremely unselfish team. They had a couple of huge scoring performances today, as Nick mentioned, by Moreland and Crowley, and the freshman coming off the bench who had like 12 or 13 points. Yeah, it's a great time to, like Nick said, now the coach can go to the gas station, the sub shop, and be recognized. Hopefully he gets his gas and his subs for free, at least for a week or so.
No, you're right. You know, you also have, you got to have great players to do that. And this is Crowley and Moreland, what an incredible tandem over the years. They're as seniors, but they've been contributing right from the beginning at least since sophomore years and so on. But obviously these guys, you know, that I think about it, sophomore year was when Coach Karakoudis came, their sophomore year, taking them through. The other thing, too, about this team, this Beverly team, too, Mike, is that they've gotten better during the course of the year. This is a team that I saw them earlier in the year, and I looked, oh, my gosh, they lost a lot in the backcourt. This is going to be a problem for them. But yet there have been games this year where Damian Boris has won games for them because of his backcourt play. They, you know, when you get to this level, you know, maybe their backcourt does get outmatched by other teams. But, you know, in a way, you wouldn't really know it today against a very talented Belmont backcourt. This backcourt for Beverly, we know about the big guys, but with Moreland and Duncan Moreland and Jack Crowley. But I love this backcourt because Dela Cruz today, he had a fantastic game. I think he only had 4 points at the end of the day, but only 4 points, but he was so active today.
Well, you mentioned the defensive pressure that Belmont put on, and yes, I think Nick had him for 15 or 16 turnovers for the game, but they broke that pressure a lot of times, and it resulted in layups or easy baskets, so you got to take that into account. What I love about this Beverly team is just how together they play. They're unselfish. They actually controlled this North Final game against Belmont better than they did the semifinal game against Burlington, where they had to go to overtime and win by 7. They actually went wire to wire today. They had that 15-4 lead early in the game, and they just controlled it. They played with tremendous composure. They executed their plays. They spread the scoring. Everybody rebounded. They crashed the boards. Their togetherness is what is most impressive to me. I'll tell you what, all those old-time Beverly coaches and players, if they could have been here today, they'd be so proud of this program and what they've been able to do this season. And now they get to go to the Garden. And I said to young Mr. Crowley downstairs during an interview, enjoy the Boston Garden atmosphere. That's the game that kids remember. If you played there in 1975, 2005, or 2020, makes no difference. The Boston Garden game is the one they'll always remember.
I remember, Mike, being at the Garden. I think Bishop Fenwick girls were there a couple of years ago. And I was there early, and it was an afternoon game like these games here will be for some teams earlier on in the day. And they walk out on the court, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm walking on this court. And, of course, as a reporter, you know, I can go out on the court too, I must say, and walk around a little bit on the court because there's just nobody in the building at that point. But you're right. The venue, the Garden, it'll be you know, it's unreal. And again, I'll go back to this game here today. And like they're going up against a player like the Middlesex League Player of the Year, Mac Annis, the guard. And, you know, I think number 34 here, he only had he had a big second half. What do I have here? Actually, I can't read my writing here, what I wrote down here. But he was under 20, but it ended up second half. He did throw some points in. But, man, if that kid had heated, you know, I think the fact that they were able to keep him off the board, keep that 12-point lead a lot during the game, that backcourt pressure, it wasn't like one of those things like, oh, my gosh, two more turnovers and we're burned. But they didn't, like as Coach mentioned, they didn't turn it over all that much. But again, Belmont made them work to get it up over midcourt. And that's usually a sign of, you know, maybe other things start to happen to you, but Beverly didn't let them happen to them.
Right, Beverly didn't crack under pressure. You know, Nick Giannino, I was saying that if they get it under 10, Beverly might get rattled a little bit, but it never went below 10. I think it was always 11 or above from the early point of the game on. And they just did, they had an answer for every type of Belmont press and every type of Belmont defense, and Belmont varied it a lot. They tried various defenses, and I just thought Beverly handled it with their composure, their poise, and their preparation. Obviously, Coach Karakoudis did immense preparation, and his staff, they did immense preparation in getting him ready both for the Burlington game that I saw in the semifinals and this Belmont game in the North Final. So, you know, I wish Beverly also, we should mention, Beverly had a great crowd today. They brought far more people than Belmont did, and we hope that, you know, the MBTA commuter rail sells out of a few cars on Wednesday going to the Boston Garden, because this Beverly team deserves that attention from the community and from the North Shore. They do a heck, they epitomize team play to me.
Well, I was saying earlier on the broadcast that, you know, I was thinking we'd have a big audience up in Beverly today, but a lot of them showed up, so I don't know how we did up there. Finally, Mike, I know you're following some other North Shore basketball players in the news. What are some of the late updates you have for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Earlier today, Saturday, Marcus Zagorowski, who won a state championship at Hamilton-Wenham before going on to prep school, now a sophomore guard at Creighton University, scored 23 points today. They beat Creighton, beat Seton Hall. They'll be the number one seed in the Big East tournament, and they won the Big East regular season championship, certainly for the first time in school history. Marcus Zagorowski really has been one of the better point guards in the country, not just around in the Big East, but a couple weeks ago he was named the Oscar Robertson Player of the Week nationally. So that kid is having himself a great year. He's another player, a fun player to watch on TV if you're from the North Shore and you follow Hamilton, Wenham and all. Of course, his stepbrother, Michael Carter-Williams, is still playing with the Orlando Magic in the NBA. He's in his seventh season.
All right, Mike, anything else to share with us here?
No, I just say hooray for Beverly. You know, as someone, I'm sure there's some old-timers out there who go back like I do to the 1970s, certainly. And this is a huge day for anyone who's followed the Beverly basketball program.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Mike Renier, retired sports writer from the Salem News. And, of course, earlier, Nick Giannino, Mr. Full Court Press himself for Salem News. One of the winningest smiles on the North Shore, too, Nick Giannino. Covering basketball when he's not at the North Shore Music Theater. There you go. No, I hate that, he says. And I'm Bill Newell, and again, Beverly, the D2 North champions over Belmont today, 76-59.